Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The rain keeps coming and the streets, homes, and businesses flood in southern Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis has declared a state of emergency for Broward, Collier, Lee, Miami-Dade, and Sarasota counties. CBS Miami reporter Tanya Francois.
You can see these streets far as it goes. It's literally, it's a lake. It's just lots of high water. Thank God for rain boots, but they're flooded. There's lots of water inside.
There was an hour-long standoff at the FBI building in Seattle earlier today. Cairo TV, Samantha Lumibau reports.
A woman entered this building just after 3 p.m. in the lobby with a gun pointed at her chest. Now, there were no hostages inside, but the SPD hostage negotiation team did speak with her. They were able to talk her down for after about an hour until taking her into custody.
In Dixon, Illinois, 100 miles west of Chicago, three sheriff's deputies and a suspect are recovering from gunshot wounds. It happened during a standoff in President Ronald Reagan's childhood hometown. 8 years ago today, LGBTQ patrons were targeted by a gunman at Orlando's Pulse nightclub. 49 people were killed and over 50 others injured. Orlando Mayor Buddy Dyer tells those at a remembrance
Through
event.
Through pain and sadness, we must also remember why the 49 and the survivors were there that night. To dance, to spend time with friends and loved ones, and experience joy in a place where everyone could be their authentic self.
A study published in JAMA suggests that the use of PPE might help prevent onset of early dementia among those exposed to emergencies that produce high levels of dust and debris, such as building collapses. They looked at first responders to the World Trade Center attack. CBS News chief medical correspondent Dr. John LaPook says the study by Stony Brook University shows it's not random, but cause and effect.
The people had the most exposure. So they were working on the pile, for example. They didn't have a lot of protective equipment. They had about a 14 times increased risk for dementia before the age of 65 when they were compared with people who were in the lowest exposure group.
The Oklahoma State Supreme Court has rejected the State Board of Education's attempt to determine what books are available in public school libraries. More from CBS's Jim Krasula.
The court has ruled unanimously against the board in a lawsuit filed by a suburban Oklahoma City school district. Andrew Fugit is the lawyer for Edmond City Schools.
It's about whether or not the State Board of Education has the authority to decide what's pornographic.
Oklahoma's highest court found that the State Board of Education rules approved last year that include bans on pornographic and sexualized content for books violate state law. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former President Donald Trump and current First Lady Jill Biden are both coming to Wisconsin. Jill Biden will be in Green Bay on Thursday to meet with local seniors and launch a new initiative, Seniors for Biden-Harris. Trump will be in Racine a few days later. Our battleground state has been a popular destination for both Biden and Trump in 2024, who will fight to win key points here in Wisconsin in November. Wisconsin ranks number 11 in the nation for kids' well-being. That's according to the annual Annie E. Casey Foundation Kids Count data book. Wisconsin's child poverty rate is down, but Emily Miota of Kids Forward says disparities persist.
Wisconsin remains the worst state in the nation for Black children and families.
Black children in Wisconsin are 29 times more likely to live in high-poverty areas, and they're not doing well on reading tests. Absenteeism is a problem, too. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
A close call for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers held on to beat the Blue Jays. Toronto had held Milwaukee scoreless until the sixth. Then the Blue Jays loaded the bases with no outs, scored three runs until closer Trevor McGill came in to shut them down in the top of the ninth. Val Guerrero at bat. Jeff Levering with the call on Bally Sports.
Fly ball center field. Perkins back. He is there. McGill, the fireman the Brewers needed on this Wednesday afternoon, and they hang on to a 5-4 win.
so the Crew wins the series 2-1. Up next, they host the Reds Friday night. NFL here at the Packers minicamp. I asked linebacker Preston Smith if the new defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley, lives up to his reputation as being a detail-oriented coach.
Yes, this is definitely fine detailing. Everybody has a role and everybody has a responsibility. Nobody gets a pass in no way or shape or form. I mean, you kind of know the responsibility in the run game and the pass for everybody.
That's Preston Smith with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and thunderstorms will eventually come to an end and our skies will turn mostly clear in the overnight. Lower 60s by sunrise, a southwest wind. On Thursday, expect sunny skies, highs in the lower 80s, and a light west to northwest wind. Right now, it's 67.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning, our Women Win Wisconsin segment introduces us to someone running for assembly against Phil Collins or Ben Franklin.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Good morning. Like Jay Electronica said, the radio is just a stereo, like the house ain't a home. And this ain't just a show, this is a project, a benevolent community, the chance in movement, the chance to stand for something. And what are we standing for? As Kendrick Lamar said, the sky is falling, the world is calling, stand for something or die in the morning. I hope we're standing for democracy, or at least sitting for it. Like Rakim, I'm thinking of a master plan because nothing but sweat inside my hand. Well, today the show is in hand. Tom caught a bug from the Talkers Convention. This is Jefferson Smith, your favorite substitute teacher. I'm honored to be with you. The call-in number is 202-808-9925. 202-808-9925. Welcome to the Tom Hartman Show. I'm Jefferson Smith. George Bailey's in the studio, along with a skilled team. Joining us today will be Amy Hanauer, who's brilliant. Also joining us soon will be a segment of News with My Dad, a show where we talk about the news with my dad. Before he gets here, I'll just say a couple of things. So first, a thank you. Because when we get to him, we're going to have to just go straight to it. I can't mess around with story time. We're talking about the news with my dad. So just a little bit of story time to start. So first I want to say thank you to him. Because we did this WINGS conference, this climate technology conference, big hit. And we opened it. And for people who don't know, my dad he's done a number of things. But one of the things he did a TED Talk on how to wash your hands. Okay. So if you Google Joe Smith TED Talk or Joe Smith, how to use a paper towel, I should say, that you'll find it. And it's been viewed across platforms over 10 million times, right? Between TED, YouTube, various other social media platforms. And so he's kind of, like, celebrity's too strong a word, but it's like people know it. It's taught in school districts in Canada, right? He's received mail about it. Like, okay, it's a thing. All right, so I call him the paper towel king. It is not because he has amassed wealth by selling paper towels. It's because he has his TED Talk. It's like 4.5 minutes. It's just how to use paper towel. Anyway, so we did this climate technology conference, and he came out. He opened it. We actually played the TED Talk. And said, oh, this is an interesting way. You want to start a conference, you start with a video to get somebody to be quiet. Here's a tip, by the way. If you're ever an event planner, if you start with the video, it avoids having to say shh and tell everybody to be quiet. Because people just naturally get quiet because they've been trained in the movies, I think. So the video just comes up and everybody gets quiet. And he's wearing like this green sweater, for anybody who's seen it before, wears this green sweater. And about 2/3, 3/4 into the video, he walks out onto the stage in real life wearing the same green sweater. Thankfully, he still had it. If he didn't, we might have bought another green sweater. But Dad doesn't cycle through clothing every season, let's be clear. Okay, this is a sweater that has been well used, and this talk was 15 years ago, 12 years ago, I think, 11 years ago, and it's still working. All right, and he comes out, and it's a wonderful time of surprise and delight. And the fun part that I heard was how'd you guys get the paper towel guy? I was like, well, you know people. We're important. We have friends in various places, including the paper towel guy. And I was actually doing a debrief with somebody yesterday. No, excuse me, 2 days ago. What day is today? Wednesday? It was Monday. And with sort of Energy Trust, one of the partners in the conference, and they said, well, how you opened, I mean, you guys did so many details right, getting that paper towel guy. He still had no idea, and I didn't want to interrupt our coffee to tell him. I'll tell him at some point, but that's the first thing I wanted to say. Thank you. It was a hit, Pop. Appreciate you. Here's another funny story. This is not about real trees. This is about not real trees. So ever since his wife passed away, my stepmother, he has things, you know, he doesn't spend as much time doing things like decorating for Christmas. He lives immediately adjacent to me. So last year, we brought over, it's like, oh, Dad doesn't have a Christmas tree. So we just very hastily took some extra lights and we put them around this fake olive tree we have in our living room. Because a designer friend of mine said we should have a fake olive tree. And she sent me the link. This is the fake olive tree you should buy. Why an olive tree? I don't know. The designer said, so why fake? Because then I wouldn't have to do anything to it because she knows I wouldn't do anything to it. And it wouldn't get sun if it's in the living room anyway. They don't typically grow olive trees in living rooms. I've seen them on the savannah, whatever you call the field where olive trees grow. Is it a grove of olive trees? But they're typically not living rooms. So we get the olive tree and we put some Christmas lights around it. You can call them holiday lights if you prefer. I'd say Christmas lights. And we bring them over and says, oh, thanks for bringing me this makeshift Christmas tree. And it's nice and it stays there. And it's been there for a while. And finally, there are people, we have this historic place, people had this historic home, it's its own story, but we had people walk through it. Okay, it was like this home tour of historic homes. So they were going to come through this old house. We've been fixing up. All right. So we're trying to clean things up. It's like, oh, my designer friend says, we need to have that olive tree back. So I go over to go get the olive tree from Pop and take the Christmas lights off. And he said, you know, the weirdest thing, it seems to be doing pretty good. I think I've been watering enough. Now, remember, it's a fake olive tree. And it did flourish in my dad's living room. And it flourished for a number of reasons. One of the reasons it flourished is because it's made out of plastic. The other reason it may have flourished is that it was filled with water. So we poured out the water, and it didn't have, no mosquitoes, turned out fine. It turned out fine. So he is both the paper towel king, and he is the king of fake olive trees. We'll have him in a minute. Talking about news with my dad. Some things we'll get into today. Already the phones are filling up. It's such a pleasure to be here. So nice to be with y'all. I probably will want to talk about Supreme Court. I probably will want to talk about not because I delight in talking about family members. Oh, I guess I just delighted in talking about mine. But I don't know. Justice Alito and his family, they seem fun. They seem like real patriots, depending on one's definition. If patriot means undermining America, they're patriots. I think patriot means the opposite of that. I think y'all are patriots, and y'all ought to revel in it. We might talk about that. So I want to talk about Biden. 538 came out saying the race is a coin flip. It is remarkable to me that our felonious former non-monk, our former President Donald Trump, is within a coin flip of being president again. It still boggles the mind. And of course, we'll talk about it. And of course, we know in this program that it has not merely to do with Donald Trump. It has to do with the network propaganda, with the cult that has developed, with the largest constabulation, if I can invent a word, of right-wing media and propaganda that the country and probably the world has ever seen. And we know that Donald Trump is at times the head of the snake, but almost always the rattler. That as we think about them heading towards a debate, Sean Hannity has come out and said he thinks Biden is going to beat Donald Trump in the debate. Let's be clear. Let's not get it twisted. This is not a prediction. This is lobbying the context. This is not Sean Hannity. Sean Hannity doesn't care who wins the debate. Sean Hannity cares about right-wing power, his own money, and his own fame. He cares about the ratings for his program so he can maintain his money and his own power. Okay, that's what Sean Hannity cares about. He doesn't care about presidential debates, except to the degree that they're related to those three things. But Sean Hannity is trying to lower expectations. Because what they realized with the State of the Union is everybody had been calling Joe Biden decrepit. They say, oh, he's too old. He's a few years older than Donald Trump. How could he possibly be president? And he came to the State of the Union, blew the doors off. And he blew the doors off in the public consciousness even more because the right wing had been doing so much to lower expectations, to say, oh, Joe Biden barely be able to put words together. So when he put lots of words together, better than most human beings can, words that were compelling, important, did well in polls, got applause, were memorable, they realized, oh, then elevated expectations. And it certainly exceeded them. So what they're doing now, just, I just want anybody to be confused. What Sean Hannity is doing now is merely trying to lower back those expectations. So if Donald Trump can put two words together, if Donald Trump doesn't flub anything badly, if Donald Trump doesn't seem like just a felonious non-monk, then he'll do well in the debate. A little absurd, but at least wanted to touch on that. I should mention Hunter Biden has been convicted. Here's my takeaway. It's a quick one. It is remarkable to me. No, it should be remarkable to the media who has decided that democracy and America aren't their key priorities. Their key priorities are right-wing power, fame, and dough. Not principle, not the United States of America, not our fundamental values, not democracy itself, not the middle class, certainly not the future of the climate, not women's freedoms. But of that crew, it should be remarkable to them. And by the word remarkable, I don't mean it as a synonym for a big deal. I mean it should be worthy of remarking. It should be something that they talk about. It should be worthy of chyrons, little words at the bottom of the screen, and words coming out of the face of their Fox News reporters. It should be remarkable that the son of the sitting president of the United States was, in fact, indicted and convicted. And more remarkable in the context of a former president who has been convicted and has lambasted the entire judicial system, or at least the judicial system as it impacts him, and the Department of Justice to the degree the Department of Justice impacts him, and has called for everybody to try to overturn and discredit this. It should be remarkable. Joe Biden came and said, out in a statement and said, I love my son, I support justice. That should be worthy of remarking. So at least we'll remark it, because here we stand for democracy. This is Tom's show. I'm Jefferson Smith. It's your show. We'll be back. Thank you.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. I'm Jefferson Smith. News with my dad coming up next.
Let's face it, life can be stressful. It can be overwhelming. Stress can make a mess of your digestion and immune system, too. But here's the thing, you can handle it. Introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. The reason I enjoy Just Calm because it supports better sleep, so we can wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. All this with a money-back guarantee. What do you have to lose? For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm at justthrive.com with the promo code TOM. That's like getting a month for free. To learn more about this groundbreaking company, don't miss our special podcast about Just Thrive. Take control today with Just Thrive.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June as Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
The annual June Pride event in Milwaukee is the oldest and largest in the state. U.S. News and World Report also includes it as one of the top 20 LGBTQ plus celebrations in the country. But the parade and several-day festival started as a one-day protest. The Milwaukee demonstration in June of 1970 was timed around the first anniversary of the brutal police raid at the Stonewall Inn in New York City. It's also the first time people showed support for gay rights in Wisconsin, sparking a social awakening that continues today. I'm Terry Barr.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right, we can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker? Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like
it's only glass. Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Here's what Evan from Orlando, a real Dr. Marty's customer, says about his dog Larry and Nature's Blend. I would not have believed the change in Larry's behavior just by changing his food, but seeing is believing. Larry is 11, but he acts like he's only 4 or 5. I also love feeding Nature's Blend to Blue and Chewy, because it has the optimum amount of nutrients for their health and happiness and a flavor and texture they find resistible. Unlike the other fresh brands out there that ship frozen, so you have to wait for them to thaw or store in the fridge, which can then expire pretty quickly, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it's shelf-stable and it's not messy. And you don't have to squeeze it from wet pouch. Plus, unlike most dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is minimally processed and naturally full of nutrients. You can save over half off, 50% off. In fact, up to 54% off of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text T-H-O-M to 511-511. Text Tom to 511-511. All dogs unique, Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. My dog, George, is in his little Betty's right now. And yes, when it's a dog's bed, it's called a Betty's. Didn't know that? Well, it's one of the reasons we're here. An educational program. We do things like tell you how to use a paper towel, talk about what's happening with democracy, and the proper pronunciation of a dog's Betty's. We have 1 minute, and with that 1 minute, let's go to Clifford. Clifford, you got like 30 seconds. This way you won't have to wait until after the break.
All right. I'll wait till after the break.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Hi. Listen, Jefferson, it's great listening to you. Tom has a great show, and I look forward to the time that you get to pinch hit for him.
Thanks, man.
I've got a shot-in-the-dark question.
All right.
The way things stand, it looks like voters are stuck with whichever candidates the RNC and DNC trot out to occupy the Oval Office. Mm-hmm. Orange Julius being a glaringly obvious case in point. My question is this. Is there or has there ever been any discussion in or out of Congress to provide a way for voters to compel those two agencies to offer different choices of candidates in the event that the ones that they trot out are unsatisfactory?
Yeah, I can take that question. Thanks, Clifford. So there is a mechanism. The mechanism is essentially state primaries, right? Each state by state, the voters who are registered within the political party, you get to vote, and I don't mean to be pedantic, but just to be clear about it, because actually for some listeners, it's kind of useful. It's not like, it doesn't happen just in a smoke-filled room, and then the people are unleashing, like the reason primaries exist, primaries aren't in the Constitution. The reason primaries exist is because that's how it used to happen. It used to happen is the party would just pick their candidate, and they'd trot them out. And in fact, Teddy Roosevelt went into the, and when he was returning, we wanted to, he didn't like what Taft had done. He turned it over to Howard Taft, didn't like what Taft had done, so he was going to run for president. And he had the most delegates going to the convention, the most support going to the convention. But the Republican Party bosses decided they didn't want the small P progressive, actually big P progressive, Teddy Roosevelt, to be the Republican nominee. And so they smoke-filled roomed themselves into nominating Howard Taft. Well, that led to the Bull Moose Party, that one of the most important elections that led to a recalibration of what the Progressive Party was in this country. And out of that later became public primaries, so states decide. So the mechanism really is state primary by primary. Probably will be cinched up by the convention, though most of those state primaries will have made their pick. We can talk more about it later. Thank you.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. News of my dad actually coming up next, 202-808-9925.
Dr. Marty Goldstein, first of all, I got to tell you, my wife is one of your biggest fans. Tell us about your background.
Well, I graduated Cornell Vet School in 1973, but I had my own conditions that were genetically based. I was not eating well. Conventional medicine had no answer. I started to eat well. I got better. And that was the wake-up call to then apply it to what a dog and a cat should be really eating. Most of the pet food industry is not biologically appropriate to what a dog and a cat would eat, period.
Generally speaking, what are the best things that you can feed your dog?
If they're healthy, well-to-do, and they don't have any medical conditions, about 80% meat and the rest some vegetation.
What should you avoid feeding your dog?
Meat byproducts are not really meat. I don't even want to mention what they contain.
What makes Dr. Marty's dog food different from all the other premium dog foods out there?
Preservatives.
Yeah.
My food is preservative-free. Many of the foods out there have preservatives which destroy the intestinal flora, and they are immune-suppressive. My food meets all APCO requirements with only food. There's no additives, so we are literally simulating what a dog and or a cat would eat in nature with this. It's called food. What a concept.
Yeah, what a concept.
One thing that brings me joy is not only how much they love this, but how well they're doing just through the food. I mean, my life is complete. Well, that's all I can say.
That's great. Thank you, Marty.
It's been a pleasure. I really appreciate it.
Great talking with you. For a limited time, I can get you 54% off Nature's Blend and a free pack of premium dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
CBS News Brief. Southern Florida has been soaked by a tropical rainstorm that caused dangerous flooding and blocked roads and delayed travel. CBS News Miami reporter Larry Sewards.
Street flooding stranded dozens of drivers in Dania Beach. Between police and fire departments, crews rescued 40 people here this evening, the mayor of Dania Beach declaring a state of emergency.
There was an hour-long standoff at the FBI building in Seattle. Cairo TV's Samantha Lomibau.
Now, there were no injuries, but there's still no word as to why she did it. There are still some police officers outside as this investigation goes on.
A study finds some of those who responded to the World Trade Center attack are experiencing higher incidence of dementia before the age of 65. CBS News chief medical correspondent Dr. John LaPook.
The people who were responding after 9/11, they basically were inhaling entire buildings and jet fuel that was in the air. And there's been more and more evidence and studies that this can have effects on the brain.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin DNR issued an air quality advisory for five lakeside counties on Wednesday. Milwaukee, Kenosha, Ozaukee, Racine, and Sheboygan counties are under a moderate advisory for sensitive groups from noon until 11 p.m. That means people sensitive to air pollution, like children, the elderly, and those with lung diseases, should avoid prolonged and heavy activity outside. The economy is the number one issue for American voters. Political scientist Susan Webiaki says housing could be the, quote, sleeper issue of the election.
I can't afford the American dream, right? And you're trying to sell that to young folks in America and sell your vision of tomorrow, and you can't afford the American dream.
Political scientist Barry Burden says most swing voters this year are young adults. The two spoke at a WISC Politics luncheon on Tuesday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Are you craving more giant turtles and flying dragons? A Game of Thrones spinoff has been pulled off the scrap heap. Variety reports that 10,000 Ships is back in development. The news comes from George Martin, who created GOT. Martin says the pilot is being written by Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright Ebony Booth after the original script was killed by HBO. Finally, there is an animated film for adults. Spermageddon is a Pixar-esque movie about two teenagers having sex for the first time. There is an exclusive clip available at Variety.com. Spermageddon might sound risque, but the filmmakers want teens to see it as it promotes safe sex. The film also has a character named Simon the Sperm. I can't even imagine the research involved for an actor cast as a sperm. The movie is currently in the foreplay stages, also known as pre-production. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and thunderstorms will eventually come to an end, and our skies will turn mostly clear in the overnight. Lower 60s by sunrise, a southwest wind. On Thursday, expect sunny skies, highs in the lower 80s, and a light west to northwest wind. It's 66 at our studios.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Earl Ingram.
This relationship that I'm having with my phone, it's a one-way trip to hell. Al from Milwaukee.
What's her name?
Who?
This person you have this relationship with.
My phone. Man, my wife is listening. What are you talking about, man?
I teach healthy relationships, so you can enroll in my class. It starts at 10 o'clock.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the next Devil's Advocates radio show. Donald Trump meets with Republican leaders. Thank you, sir. May I have another? Tune in each day, Devils.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
It's good to have you on. Papa, can you hear me? Dad, you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
It's a miracle of not that modern technology.
Well, I'm not going to be able to be with you very long. I understood I was supposed to start 20 minutes ago, and I have to leave it about.
Dad, that's the worst way.
So let's
that's
get
the,
at it.
That's the worst way that anybody could ever start a segment. It's literally the worst way. We start it, and there wasn't a segment before that. And by the way, still, that's going to be more time than more people get. If any caller wants to ask about our interpersonal dynamics, feel free to call and ask about that, and you'll witness some of them. It is a delight having you, Pop. But let's get started. Where would you like to begin? I think you may have a shout-out.
I have a shout-out. My shout-out is for Caitlin Clark, the phenomenal WNBA basketball player, for demonstrating absolutely wonderful class in dealing with the fact that she was not selected for the Olympic team, in dealing with the fact that she has been the brunt of fouls. She has just been so gracious and not complaining. It is remarkable. But I also want to talk a little bit about the issues around her, because I think it merits some comment. She was hit by just a really egregious and foul, intentional foul, no excuse for it, by Chanity Lanter. And there's been all kinds of talk about it being racially based, that if it had been a black woman on a black woman, no big deal, a white woman on a white woman, no big deal. And people across the spectrum on race have commented on that. But I think that that is all irrelevant, and what it ought to be seen as a warning to the WNBA, that kind of foul, regardless of who it's by or who it's to, regardless of whether they are the same skin color or a different skin color, is irrelevant. What is significant is that it is lousy basketball. It's just bad basketball. This isn't a hockey game. This is a basketball game. And if they allow that, if they put up with that, Chanity should have been told she couldn't play for at least a game. And if they allow that, it's going to be really destructive of what is happening to the WNBA. And what is happening, of course, is largely due to Caitlin Clark. Women's basketball is really way up in interest, and it deserves it because they play really good basketball player.
All right.
What are your thoughts?
So I have a couple. First of all, I think it's interesting she didn't make the Olympic team. We were big Caitlin Clark fans before her last year at Iowa. She was must-see TV in our household. If people don't know Caitlin Clark, I think you do now. She's in TV ads. I think she's become the most famous woman basketball player ever. And we're big fans of that for lots of reasons, right? Down the street from us is a place called the Sports Bra, which is a very popular women's sports establishment. They only play women's sports there. And I think it's helping to burgeon, and friends of ours are trying to, or a friend of mine is part of a group that with friends of hers, and they are trying to actually bring a WNBA team to our town. So it's a little bit on our mind. It's also on our mind about sort of the rise of the matriarchy and how do we sort of grow equality in our nation. There's a lot of reasons, including some, political is a strong word, but democracy reasons, pro-social reasons why we care about this stuff. And I do think that there's jealousy going on, and there's racial stuff going on. I'll explain. The jealousy of that's going on is like, it has happened. It's happened since Bonus Babies in the 1940s in baseball, right, where the hotshot young person comes in and says, "You don't know this league yet," and somebody knocks them on their butt, right? That's been happening. You know, a pitcher blows them back. This has been happening for a long, long time. That, in some respects, isn't notable, except they, you know, Charles Barkley thinks, well, come on, let's at least be a little bit grateful to this young woman who's helping to elevate the attention of this sport. But the racial piece can't be denied. I think there is no question that Caitlin Clark's fame and the degree to which she has became beloved, and I have to admit, probably it's impacted me too, and I'm not that proud of it, is the fact she's a white girl, white young woman. And that does relate to how many people have flocked to her. One can argue against that. There hasn't been sort of a comparable player college career that had sort of a similar approach to the game, who shot, you know, 32-foot three-pointers and made them with that frequency and played the way she played. So you can't just isolate the variable. But I do think race is part of the variable. I do think her rivalry with Angel Reese the year prior was part of the variable. So I think race is part of it. I hope that we're willing to talk about that, but I hope we get to a place where we talk about that with love. Because the good news is, a lot of black women who play in the WNBA, and if I were one of them, I was like, wait a minute, I've been dominating for a while. Cheryl Swoops, like, I was dominating for a while. Why didn't I get this kind of attention? And that ripples in locker rooms for sure. They talk about it for sure. I'm relatively confident that the player who knocked Caitlin Clark on her butt had talked about that, or at least heard about it from other people. She wasn't alone. If she shared any of those thoughts, she wouldn't have been alone in having any of those thoughts. But I do hope that we're able to get through this in a way that elevates Caitlin Clark, elevates women's basketball, and elevates sort of equality in America. Don't want to overstate it. It's just sports. But thanks for the topic. What's next, Bob?
Well, obviously, we don't need to inform anybody that Hunter Biden was found guilty. But I would like to talk just briefly about what I think was the very bad judgment, bad decision by Hunter and his lawyers many, many months ago, when they, in effect, torpedoed the deal that they had made with prosecution for both the gun charge and the tax charge. As I understand it, the deal was that he was going to plead guilty to the tax charge, and the prosecution was going to recommend no jail time, and he was going to get a hold on the gun charge with the understanding it would be dismissed if he stayed clean for 2 years. And as I understand it, it died because the Biden folk either believed or at least thought they should insist that it was also going to mean no future prosecution for any past crime, and the prosecution didn't agree to that, and they should have nonetheless taken the deal, because now, and what they're stuck with now is the prosecution still has the ability to go after him for some other past bad behavior, and he's going to have to go to trial again, where, based on what I've read, he very likely is going to be found guilty again.
Why do you think they turned down the deal? By the way, for folks who don't know, Papa's a former prosecutor, former lawyer as well, retired lawyer. Why do you think they turned down the deal?
I think he turned down the deal because the prosecution wouldn't agree to say we're not going to charge him for anything else that's happened in the past. And whether that was because he believed that he might have done something bad, or it was just them trying to, were guilty of overreaching, either way, it was a bad judgment.
All right, what's next? I offered my thoughts on Hunter Biden before, which is to me the thing that is most remarkable, is that this president, Joe Biden, is walking his talk and honoring the separation of functions. And by the way, not separation of powers. Department of Justice comes under the presidency, right? They implement the law. But honoring the principle, I didn't say norm, let's say principle, who cares about norms, the principle of dividing the function prosecution of crimes from the president's office, even when, maybe especially when it comes to his own family member. That, to me, is the notable thing to me. But what's next?
The contrast, I should say the contrast between how he is handling this and how his soon-to-be nominated Republican opponent has handled his own trial is just absolutely remarkable.
Let's dwell on that just for one more moment to ask this maybe rhetorical question. Can anybody, including our conservative listeners, can we put ourselves just imagining the shoe on the other foot, imagining a head of the Department of Justice, an attorney general, who was appointed by Donald Trump, and Donald Trump being the president, and one of the Trump kids being indicted and arrested. Can one imagine what Donald Trump's conduct would have been, what phone calls might have been placed or would have been placed between the White House and the Attorney General's office, the likelihood there would have been an indictment and a conviction, and then if by some fluke there was, what Donald Trump's statements would have been running up to it and in the wake of it. Just imagine that for a moment. And if you think democracy and principle matters, then maybe that matters. And I say that also to our conservative listeners. Go ahead, Dan.
I really can't address that hypothetical because, as you stated the hypothetical, there's absolutely no chance that it would have happened. There's no chance that Trump's attorney general would have allowed the indictment to begin with.
Yeah, exactly. What's next, Pop?
Okay, next. Well, just a couple of fun things. Did you notice that the Nathan's hot dog eating contest, which has been dominated by Joey Jaws Chestnut since 2015?
Yeah, Joey Chestnut's been dominating that thing for a while.
Yeah, and they've kicked Joey off because he signed a deal with Impossible Foods that produces meat-free
hot
dogs.
He signed an endorsement deal with a non-meat product, and Nathan said that's not our bag, and they're not letting their champion play. That is a major story. I mean, that is a major story.
And another one, I think, just kind of fun.
Well, wait a minute. Wait, was it because, like, what was their explanation? Was they said, well, we're in the pocket of big meat? That's a weird thing to say.
They are just not willing to allow a competitor who is promoting any product that competes with them.
Oh, because Nathan's makes their own hot dogs you can order, not just ones you can get there at the store?
Sure.
Of course they do. Wow. So is there going to be, I mean, this is their chance. This is a chance. Is Impossible going to create their own hot dog eating, like non-meat alternative hot dog eating contest, and they've got the biggest hot dog eating star to launch their league?
That will be interesting to watch, see what comes.
No, dude, the move is you got to make the Joey Chestnut eating championship, and it has various things, not just hot dogs, but you brand it Joey Chestnut. You call it Joey's, you call it Chestnuts. I'm not sure. I'm not the branding guy, but the Joey Chestnut eating competition sponsored by Impossible Foods. And you eat a bunch of Impossible Foods, right, during that. And they have various things. You go right at Nathan's, and you got the biggest star. You got the biggest eater. And then you say, listen, our champion will go after your champion, and they'll duck it. You do it like horse racing challenges in the 20s. And you say, hey, Nathan, do you want to come after our champion? Go after him. You know they won't be able to, and you become the leading eating competition, Pop. That's what I say. All right. We will do our strong to win. If you can hear the music, Dad, we're going to break. We'll do strong to win in just a moment.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
And we'll be back with your calls, 202-808-9925.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
When I smoke weed, I get lost in the music. I like to isolate each instrument. The rhythmic bass, the harmonies on the piano, the sticky melody.
Hey, careful, babe. There's someone crossing the street.
Sorry, I didn't see him there.
If you feel different, you drive different. Don't drive high. It's dangerous and illegal everywhere. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Jay Matinier, who I usually say it's lovely to hear you, Jane, but right now we have to be rivals. We have this great Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest. She beat us by one texter yesterday.
We don't have anything on the line for this. Here's my suggestion. The loser has to buy the other one a steak dinner at the nicest supper club in Amory.
I'm on.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno fest?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
We could, like, have an Uno fest for charity or something?
That'd be cool.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council. Hold.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
People can get uncomfortable in bed on hot summer nights, but not once they discover the secret to a better sleep. Cozy Earth's revolutionary cooling bedding and sleepwear. Cozy Earth is crafted with viscose from bamboo, regulates body temperatures, ensures uninterrupted, refreshing sleep. People sleep like a baby after switching to Cozy Earth. We think you will, too. And right now, our listeners can get an exclusive 30% off Cozy Earth. Just go to CozyEarth.com/Tom and enter promo code Tom at checkout. When it comes to bedding and sleepwear, Cozy Earth offers unmatched quality and comfort. Plus, their 100-night sleep trial and 10-year warranty means you can rest easy if you're not completely satisfied. You ready to sleep and feel better? Go to CozyEarth.com/Tom right now and enter promo code Tom for an exclusive 30% savings. That's 30% off at CozyEarth.com/Tom with promo code Tom. After checkout, be sure to select SiriusXM in the follow-up survey and choose our show from the drop-down menu, CozyEarth.com/Tom. Get cozy and cool at the same time. It's like a miracle. Christmas in June. Let's go straight to your calls. Let's go to Lewis.
Hello, good afternoon. Yeah, your dad sounds like a very, very pleasant elderly man.
I'm a fan.
But I think, with due respect, by the way, I think he's a bit behind in his view of why Caitlin Clark is looking at as the savior of WNBA.
Please.
Not too long ago, I was watching something called The Great White Hope when Jack Johnson was dominating. And I think America been waiting for a long time to find a female heroic in the WNBA to say she'd be the savior of WNBA. Mm-hmm. Case in example, who would you say right now is the best gymnast in the world? Who would you say?
Simone Biles.
Female. Female.
I would say Simone Biles, even if you hadn't said female.
How often do you see in commercials? She's almost invisible, except once in a while you'll snippet that she did something in the newspaper or something, right? But meanwhile, there's a young girl, her name is Libby something. Every second I look, because she's blonde, she's at the beach doing, some kind of twisting. I'm in my 60s. I could do that probably with two chairs, and I've never done gymnastic.
Yeah.
I think somebody trying to find a great white hope.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
I said I can do a cartwheel, not a very good one, but I can't do the thing that you're the twisting thing you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's a matter of, it's like America's history. It's called the Great White Hope.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm racially mixed. I could easily fool a bigot. They probably think I'm white. Okay? But my heart is not in the color. My heart is trying to be a decent human being to mean well.
Yeah.
And I think your dad's a very pleasant man. If you ever have a chance, right? Tell him that on the side. Say, Dad, maybe we must have missed a point, even though that's his point of view. He sounds very pleasant, by the way, with due respect.
Yeah.
But I think it's a matter of searching for the great white hope.
I don't disagree. I don't disagree. I think his hope, I think Pop's being Rodney King. He just wants everybody to get along. And I think we can have two thoughts in our head at the same time. I think we can be grateful.
Yeah.
I think we can be grateful that Caitlin Clark is elevating attention to women's basketball. I think we can laud her talent, ability, and promise. And we can also say, hey, folks, let's acknowledge racial dynamics in the country and in women's basketball. Let's make sure we also honor players who have had greater accomplishments than Caitlin Clark. Not to knock her. She's amazing. I think we can hold both of those ideas in our head, right, to both glorify Caitlin Clark and glorify athletes in the WNBA, including black athletes who are most of the dominant, frankly, athletes in the WNBA. We'll be back. Thank you for your call, Lewis.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That, podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's tom.tv. To get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on air.
Earl Ingram.
On the next show, I'll be joined by former Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn to talk about the January 6th riot and the work he's been doing for the Biden campaign.
The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings 8 till 10.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever the, you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.